KFYO 738 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. We're going to bring Randy Nagebauer, our congressman, into the mix. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How
good
are you?
Good morning.
Hey, we're doing pretty good. We got a drink overnight, and people are experiencing the post-rain euphoria, which is always good. Now, there are some things that are happening I wanted to ask you about. Your reaction to the immigrants from Mexico potentially abusing or allegedly abusing asylum to gain entry into the United States?
Yeah, you know, Tom, this is something we've seen in the last few months, is the discussion, particularly on the immigration bill in the Senate, where, you know, pathway to citizenship, all of that was discussed. We were getting reports from the border that, you know, the traffic has increased substantially as people are, you know, trying to get in on this potential deal where they sneak across the border and become, you know, get on a pathway to citizenship. And that just really points out the reason that before we do anything, we have got to secure our borders and do a better job of that. Otherwise, we will solve nothing.
Yeah, this is kind of ridiculous and disturbing. Since May, more than 19,119 asylum requests have been made, relatively speaking. I mean, that's ridiculous. Now, these key phrases and things like that, I guess that's targeting, they want asylum because they're being, I guess, used, abused, and oppressed.
Well, they're claiming fear of drug cartels. Is that the story?
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, and we grant asylum, you know, to certain people. But I think what we're just going on here, and I think it's what you point out, is someone has coached these folks and told them, if you use these phrases and words, that the U.S. will grant you asylum. We're just not doing a good job, and I think we are sending a mixed signal to people that, you know, you can gain your way into the United States of America instead of earning your way into the United States of America.
Right. Can Congress or Department of Homeland Security take immediate action to maybe squelch this, you know, this green light for people just to flow into the country?
Well, I think what they're supposed to do, as I understand the process, is someone claims that. I mean, I would think that there's a process for them to do some background to actually ascertain whether these people, you know, are in harm's way and whether they meet the criteria for asylum. But certainly, fleeing from people that want to hurt you in your country, the drug cartel, I'm not sure that really meets the test of what we're really talking about when we grant asylum to people. But again, I think it's just that, you know, people are looking at different ways to game the system to get into our country. And, that's the reason that I think we have to make sure that whatever we do, I mean, there's a lot of discussions about passing new laws. It does no good to pass new laws if you're not going to enforce them. And we haven't been enforcing the laws, and we haven't been doing the kinds of things we need to do on our immigration policy in this country. And so I think we're going to have to, before we move much further, we're going to have to decide if we are going to enforce these laws and not just allow people to game the system and or turn our head the other way.
Here's an idea for you. Would it be feasible to completely just shut immigration down into the U.S. and allow Congress a period of time to work with the president on creating a new immigration policy? I mean, countries have had closed borders before, and it worked.
Well, Tom, I think, you know, that would be certainly one potential solution. But the problem is we're not doing a good enough job at the border. So, I mean, you can say, okay, we're not allowing any new people to come into this country, but that doesn't stop the people from doing it illegally. So I think that maybe stops one portion of it, but it doesn't stop the portion that, is where 60% of the people in this country today, you know, came here illegally. It stops the 40% of people that you know, had a visa or some permission to come into this country. But remember, that's only 40%.
But isn't there some sort of a, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was finished. Yeah, go ahead, Laura. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, isn't there some sort of application process for the asylum? I mean, they can't just say that and then come into the country and just stay here. There has to be an application for asylum, and then if a judge deems that it is not credible, then they can deny that asylum. Is that right?
That's correct. And I think what we don't know is what we're hearing is that a lot of people are coming, applying for that asylum. The problem is, you know, once they're in this country, and then what we know is sometimes they disappear.
Yeah, we can't track them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so tracking them, can be difficult. That's one of the things that, a part of immigration reform in the future has to be, we have to do a better job of interior enforcement. If you go into other countries, you know, once you go to your passport, you go into that country, that they check you in. In some cases, some countries, even to stay in a hotel room, you have to, you know, show them your passport. And so these countries are tracking people that are in their country. We're not doing a very good job of tracking people here, obviously, because we have a number of people that their original status was legal, but now their current status is not legal.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a huge problem. Hey, I appreciate your comments on that. We're going to talk about Ed Snowden and his father sounding off over the weekend on ABC News. We'll be back with Randy Nagebauer coming up right here on News Talk 790. News Talk 790 with Collins and Mack on Monday morning. Enjoyed the rain yesterday afternoon and evening. Good stuff.
It's a nice little surprise.
Yeah, always can use another drink in West Texas. We're with Congressman Randy Nagebauer on the line. The saga of Edward Snowden continues. Now, over the weekend, his father was making an appearance on ABC News, told his son not to accept a deal with the U.S. government. How do you feel about all this stuff and Snowden's father speaking out, Randy?
Well, you know, I'm sure, I mean, he's like a lot of fathers. You know, he's trying to take up for his son. Whether that's the right thing to do or not, I think my personal opinion is his son is committed a crime. And I think, Mr. Snowden is trying to take up for his son, and his son is trying to, you know, portray himself as a hero here, instead of a traitor. And quite honestly, this is young man is a traitor. He betrayed the secrets of the United States of America, and he should be tried as such.
What do you think about the assertions made by his father that Congress wouldn't take action unless NSA against NSA spying unless it was made public?
Well, I don't think that's true. I mean, one of the things we know about the NSA program is it has a lot of different people, different eyes on it. It's got, you know, members of Congress that sit on the intelligence community. It's got the courts looking at it. It's got the military looking at it. It's got the Department of Justice involved in this. And so there's a lot of eyes on this program. And, you know, to say that there would be no oversight unless it was made public, I mean, it means that we can't trust anybody in this process. And if we get to the point where we can't trust anybody on you know, keeping America safe, then we've reached a point where it's going to be difficult for us to secure our country in the future. So I just disagree with his dad.
And, of course, the whole our NSA situation kind of closed down embassies around the world. How is that situation today? Are the embassies all reopened?
I saw something, Laura, just I think yesterday or the day before, I think we're 15 of the 16 that have been reopened. I'm not sure what the status is today. But, you know, when we hear about these threats, we can't just sit there and cross our fingers and hope that something doesn't happen. We have to act on this because what we know is over the years since 9/11, you know, almost on a daily basis, we hear chatter about things of people that are plotting against this country. And we then have to take that information and put it into some kind of an action plan to make sure some of these threats don't materialize. But some of them have materialized to the point where we've had to intercede. And fortunately, we did that. Now, with the bombers in Boston, you know, we didn't catch that one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if Snowden's brought back to the United States, if we do get him back on American soil, do you think he's going to undergo a public trial? How's he going to be handled?
Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, would need to be discussed in this trial would, you know, would be probably of a top secret nature. So, you know, I really haven't thought through how you go about, you know, that trial and how that would come down, Tom. I think that's an interesting legal question because, you know, he's going to want to talk about highly classified stuff. And is talking about highly classified stuff. So I guess it'd be up to the judge to determine, you know, how that process would move forward.
We're going to go to a break here in just a second, but I did want to ask you something. And a lot of people have thought about this, and it's crossed my mind. If you got a guy that's sharing national security secrets, you would consider that person probably public enemy number one. If our CIA or any covert forces had a shot at Snowden, would we take him out?
Well, hopefully we're.
I'm just wondering. I thought about it.
You know, those are the kind of things that the people are afraid we're doing, Tom. I mean, this is we're a nation of law, and you know, the presumption here is this young man is innocent until proven guilty, and so. I would hope we would not be engaging in activities like that.
7:53, we'll be right back. Good morning, Collins and Mack, 7:57. It is the West Texas Tour de Nagabauer this week. Randy moving around the district. What's your schedule looking like?
Well, we've been moving around. I think the theme song for this month is On the Road Again, and we're traveling over in Albany and Graham and Breckenridge and Albany, Texas, Hanson, just all last week. And then this week, this morning, I'm in Abilene, and at 9 o'clock this morning, I'm going to have a listening session at the Grace Museum. And then later on this afternoon, I'll be in Snyder at the Snyder High School Auditorium about 2:30. For a listening session there, and then tomorrow headed to Crosbyton, Florida, and then end up in Plainview for a listening session at 1:30 at the Plainview ISD boardroom, and then on Wednesday in Lubbock for a Lubbock listening session at the Science Spectrum at 2:30 p.m. So we're on the road again and really enjoying traveling through the district here.
Hey, man, I got a hot tip for you. When you're down there in Snyder, there's a place on the corner. It's called Gill's Chicken. I'm telling you, these are some of the world's finest chicken tenders.
Gill's Chicken.
Well, Gill's Chicken. Get you a box full of. I'm telling you, man. Take them home. They're just as good on the second day. Hey, now, I do have a call, a drive-by. I had a question for you. How are people supposed to take this immigration bill seriously when politicians keep stuffing it full of pork? That's what a drive-by caller said. And I'll shut up and let you respond to that. We got about 45 seconds.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the things that when this bill comes to the House is we're going to do this process differently. We're going to break this down into sections, and we're going to actually do policy. And so the Senate, you know, they loaded their bill up in order to get votes. The House hopefully will do their job right, but stay tuned. I'm not sure how much we'll get done in the fall on immigration.
Hey, Congressman, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate you taking the time out. Be careful driving, wear your seatbelt, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a great week.